And we're back. And we've got Amy Gurman, German, Will Nichols, and Ernest Webb. And you know what, Amy? I'm going to be bugging you about that one now.
That's cool. I don't care.
Well, look, hey, my name is Urquhart Beliars. You can imagine the kinds of names that you can get out of that. You know, it's like people are screwing that up. Everyone from like professionals to kids, you know. So.
Yeah.
So Ernest.
Yes.
Talk about this new film. This one, it's the synopsis, the story of adventure, adversity, betrayal, death, heartbreak, and as it was told over the course of 100 years.
Well, it's Mr. Neil Diamond, one of our cohorts, mm-hmm. our partner, one of
Not
our partners
singer.
In crime.
He's a cohort all by himself.
His great uncle guided a couple of expeditions through Labrador before it was mapped. Mm-hmm. It was one of the last blank spots on North America. And so this adventurer from New York, you know, hired George Elson was his name. And the first expedition ended in disaster. Mm-hmm. And then 2 years later in 1905, the widow took up the, you know, wanted to finish her husband's work, you okay. know, and then she hired George again and for that trip. And so, you know, we tried to recreate the story, and you know, did all the major stops, and you know, there was diaries that we were able to research, and lots of photos. But you mentioned that there is a missing diary. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Like there's many theories as to what happened is when he took the widow, Mrs. Hubbard, through the wilds, he kept a diary, knowing that she would take it for her book. Mm-hmm. But on some of the more sensitive parts of the diary, it says "see other book." Mm. And so part of our part of the documentary was to search for that book. You know, we went okay. to up north, up in James Bay, Moosonee, mm-hmm. Moose Factory, Washgagnish. You know, we looked at the different places. You know, that mm-hmm. we checked out Jim. You know, to see if he mm-hmm. might know where this other book was.
Right.
And the researchers, the archivists in. In Newfoundland, they called it the Holy Grail. So it was fun to do, and we ended up going. So what they did was they went through, they started in Northwest River, mm-hmm. went up north to Ungava Bay. And okay. so that's pretty much the story.
Well, how long have you been doing film? Because you've been around the block a few times.
A couple of times, once or twice. Well, we started doing films. We started the magazine in 93, mm-hmm. and I did a couple of stints in radio and TV, and then we started doing the films in 2000 with my wife.
Okay.
And so we've been partners in film ever since.
And just a little note that Mr. Will Nichols here and Ernest Webb here, Mr. Ernest Webb, were originally here at CKUT before.
Yes, sir.
Before back in the day when I was just a young'un. And they were doing the Native show, and apparently they rankled quite a few people.
Oh, did we?
Well, that's from what I have heard.
It's word on the street.
It's word on the street. You know what? And word on the street is always golden to me.
Well, they were doing the show, and then one day they just weren't. I don't quite know what happened there.
Yeah, well, it's like, hey, some people, you know, they can't stand the truth also, you know. So,
but well, it was fun. We had a great time, and, you know, it was during the crisis.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, we did some good stuff back then.
And I think we brought out a few too many truths for some people to handle. And that's what rankled a few people. And the other thing was they expected us to be this whiny, Aboriginal show, First Nations show, like, oh my God, they stole our land, you know, they owe us something, they've broken another treaty.
Or noble, they wanted us to be a little more noble, I think.
Yes, a little bit more of the noble savage, you know, beating a few drums, and instead, Ernie starts off, he speaks for about 5 minutes in Cree, and then says, oh, we should let the rest of you know what's going on, you know, and part of that reason was, it was like, you know, I was going, yeah, you've brought your culture to us. We're returning the favor now.
Exactly. You know?
And so we weren't whining. We did bring out humor. We brought out very dark humor at times because that's the type of humor we had.
I think in a lot of cases we still do. But talking about that humor, there is a line from Graham Greene in Maverick. It's with Mel Gibson. It's just this film where and Graham Greene plays this traditional Sioux Indian, and he's talking about it's like Mel is admiring the landscape. And he's going, man, you guys really know how to pick the spots. Says, yeah. And then you guys come along and kick us off our land. One day we're going to find the worst kind of swamp, and we're going to stay there, and you guys are just going to leave us alone because they always found the way to just like take the. But he played this traditional, it's like how white man, you know, whenever dealing with people, he was like.
I love that humor in the movie. But just one thing, just to finish on The Last Explorer, we're broadcasting. We're going to have the broadcast this month on the 18th.
On the 18th?
Yeah, of February.
On APTN.
On APTN. Okay, so 18th.
Aboriginal People's Television Network.
Okay, so 18th. You heard it here first. 18th of February on APTN. Any time of day, or is it going to be an evening?
8 o'clock.
Is it going to be Eastern or
8 o'clock Eastern, I believe.
8 o'clock Eastern. Okay, so that's the last.
Check your local listings.
Check your local listings.
It's a great story, and you'll actually get to see a bit of the Cree territory. Mm.
And you.
Oh, yeah, we get to see you.
Well, you know,
he does a.
I play a racist. White Hudson Bay outposter, basically. Well, you know.
And if you don't blink, you might see me, too.
Are you the guy chasing him? Well, that's the thing. It's like native film, I noticed that it's gotten so much better. You know, it's like more and more people are just like taking up the, picking up a camera or getting behind the mic and are sharing the stories.
That's our next documentary, actually.
Really?
Yeah. We're doing a documentary on natives in cinema, beginning, you know, right from the beginning up to now. Okay. So we're looking at all the different eras of natives in cinema. That's why Mr. Neil Diamond couldn't be here. He's in Hollywood.
Dealing.
Who's he interviewing?
He's interviewing Mr. Eastwood, Clint Eastwood.
That is, speaking of, that was just actually what I was going to mention, because Clint Eastwood, when he started directing, because he started off in Westerns, like most people know, when he started directing, he was like, no, I don't want to use people with their faces painted to do native roles. I want native people to do native roles.
No more Italians.
And everyone
natives.
Was like, whoa, you know, what's this all about? And Clint Eastwood is, I saw his last film, Gran Torino, which was brilliant. But the man is just, he's a legend.
Well, we just watched The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh,
couple of weeks ago. And
that was a beautiful film.
It's awesome. It stands, you know, the test of time.
Well, Chief Dan George was in that film.
Beautiful performance.
I've never had the chance to meet him. But like my mom, I remember my mom telling me about Native people, and me being a stupid punk, I went to school and I had just been beaten up for like the upteenth time because I was a half breed, and I coming into the house and throwing my bag down, I was like, God, I hate being Indian. And my mom just looking at me going, yeah, that's not gonna fly with me. And she sat me down in front of our brand new TV and our brand new VCR and popped in Little Big Man with Chief Dan George and Dustin Hoffman. And I never questioned after that. I was just like, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna say another word.
Yeah.
Because my mom was like a Mohawk woman, you know, you just Two
you
things
don't
in
mess
life.
With that.
Two things you don't in life are true. Don't mess with Mohawk women, and taxes will kill you. But that's the thing. It's like Eastwood was one of the first, if not the first, director to start using Native actors in his films, yeah. Which I thought was... there always has to be someone who's first. It's too bad that it took so long.
Well,
for it
I
to
think the tangents in our film that we talk about is human beings, mm-hmm. and I think one of the things with Clint is that he allowed them to be human beings.
That's right. Yeah, and he also cut out that whole monotone, how white man I will speak like this because, it's like. I don't understand. As like that's when I love when I saw Graham Greene in that film. He played a guy, just like your everyday Native guy. Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, you know what? I talk just like you. We don't talk like this, really."
Check out The Outlaw Josie Wales if you guys haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's one of the many brilliant films that he's done. There's Chief Dan George's Little Big Man. There's a whole slew, and Adam Beach in the role in. Letters from Iwo Jima, but the other one, Flags of Our Fathers. Mm-hmm. I saw that film in the theaters, and I was blown away by Adam Beach's role, because he played the Pimo Indian, and he played it to such a T.
Ira Hayes.
Yeah, he played Ira Hayes. And how hard do you think it is for Native people to break into the Hollywood machine?
Well, I think... like one of the stories that we're looking at is this comedian who's trying to break in into the business, and he cut his hair, and that's sort of a political statement if you're a Native actor, that when you cut your hair, Adam cut his hair, Nathaniel Arconc cut his hair, so I think...
And they looked good when they had long hair. Yeah. Like, I saw Adam Beach when he had this long mane, and it was just like, and then he cut it off, and I'm like...
And it was a conscious decision on their part.
Yeah.
Well, Adam had worked for a show that you guys did, right? Moose TV?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I always thought that was funny because I'm such a big SVU fan. I love Law and Order. So when I saw him on that, it was just like, wow.
Yeah, that was cool. He plays a Mohawk. He plays a Mohawk, Chester Lake. I was like, yeah, pick the nation. I'm a little biased.
But we also had the good fortune to work with Chief Dan George's son, Leonard George.
Okay.
And he said he went with his father to all the shoots that his father did, like to Little Big Man and Outlaw Josie Wales. So he got to see the whole thing going down.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like getting people... I noticed that it's more and more, it's growing. Native people are throwing themselves in the art, especially hip-hop. Hip-hop is becoming very, very big because hip-hop, the original... where it came from was from the African-American ghettos in the States, and it was a way to fight the government institution.
Fight the power.
So, guys, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a slice.
I have not had this much fun on NSN in a while, because usually I talk about, I talk about dark stuff, because you know what? There's a lot of dark stuff that goes in our community. But it's nice to have just some laughing on NSN.
It's been fun.
We do that even when it is dark stuff. you got to laugh at it, otherwise you cry all the time.
That's true. You know.
Yep.
Well, I think that is the message that a lot of Native people have to look at now, is that a lot of the stuff is in the past. There's a lot of things we can't change. But what we can do is just learn from what has happened in the past and just grow as a people.
Yeah,
because I'm like this. My mentor Jim Chisholm has said, it's like pain is an anchor, and it'll just keep you there until you decide to just let the anchor go. But once again, Ernest, yeah.
One last thing, everyone out there. Contact your member of parliament and tell them to give the Native Friendship Centers some more money to help everyone out.
Hell yeah.
And check us out too on nationnews.ca. We just changed our website. So anybody who wants to get a check into the nation can do so, simply because it is not available really all that much in Montreal. So
also resolutionpictures.com with a Z.
Any more plugs?
Rez with a Z.
Well, my brothers and sisters, it's always a pleasure.
Urquhart's looking for a girlfriend, someone tall.
You can't really see how red my face is getting right now, which is a good thing. This is why I have the face for radio. I just want to let people know about our Homelessness Marathon, which is coming up on the 23rd, Monday, which is a week from now, actually. And no, actually, it's a couple weeks from now. But I'm going to be doing hours, the 7 o'clock hour, the Native hour. We were talking about Native homelessness. And the number to call is 1-866-594-7729. Now, that is, it's going to be talking, drawing awareness to Native homeless and homelessness across across the country, because it is a very serious problem. And, like, once again, the federal budget has chosen to ignore the issue because, well, no one cares about people who sleep on the street. And so we're going to be drawing attention to that. We're going to be Kawase is going to be sitting with me, and it's going to be a lot of guests that are going to be with me out in the cold outside the Native Friendship Center in downtown Montreal. So, again, that number is 1-8-